Each year in the United States, 600,000 women will have a hysterectomy. Half of those are the result of uterine fibroid tumors. The only cure is the removal of the uterus.
For some younger women, that could be very traumatic because they're giving up their fertility. For older women, a lot of times it's not that big an issue, but they still feel that having a uterus is part of being a woman, and there's a lot of psychological issues associated with that.
Jose Teixeira is professor in the Department of Obstetrics, Gynecology, and Reproductive Biology at Michigan State University College of Human Medicine. He explains how Spectrum Health collected fibroid tissue samples from a small number of anonymous patients. Those were turned over to Van Andel Institute researchers specializing in what's known as bioinformatics.
And look at what might be going on, not at the genetic level, because we kind of know what's going on with those genes that get mutated, but at the epigenetic level, what else is going on in those genes that isn't necessarily a mutation? What we've found in this study is that the fibroids, which are growing, these are sort of highly collagenous. It looks like cartilage growing inside muscle. The other tissue that's very close by to the uterus, that's a lot of cartilage, is the cervix. When we discover these genes that are associated with the cervical cells were found in the fibroids, we immediately thought that perhaps the fibroids are turning into fibroids because they want to be more like cervical cells, which is not what they should be.
NIH is providing a second round of funding, allowing for the sampling of 100 women and their DNA. Patrick Center, WGVU News.